closing moments or closing day of the 2017 MAX Trade Show Conference, put on by the fine folks at Northwest Credit Association.
Beautiful area here. Have you walked down the riverfront
yet? A little bit, yeah.
Oh, you got to walk down the riverfront and get in the really big radio flyer wagon.
Oh, okay.
I'm 6'2", and I can walk underneath it.
Really?
It's huge.
Oh, I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
Thanks for the tip.
There you go.
How about another tip from Jason Ramelsberg from MBI? How are you, by the way?
Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking. How's the show, by the way? I mean, it's very crowded in there.
It is so crowded. It's really nice to have all three states together now.
Yeah.
And so we're seeing a lot more traffic. Plus, we have so many customers up in this area that it's really nice to be able to connect with them, touch base with them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot.
Cool.
I think adding Idaho was a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of people here.
Yeah, it's a really big conference.
It's a very cool conference. All right. Hey, we on the way out from going grabbing you and coming in here, we were talking about some trends that we want to talk about. Document tracking. Let's talk about document tracking.
So for years and years, we've been dealing with document management, making sure people have their documents, making sure they have everything they need in the right place, that they're indexed, that they're easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's when they're done. That's typically the archive cycle.
Okay.
What we're doing now is we're seeing more people wanting to track packages as they're created and see these packages in a single pane of glass view. So in that single pane of glass, what they're able to do is they're able to see who's working a package, what percentage complete it is. They can easily add ancillary pieces, like, for instance, in a loan package, we can scan in some financials, we can scan in some tax records, that kind of stuff. And then they can be moved automatically to the next department when they reach a certain spot in their production.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but seeing that from a production standpoint, you're able to track who's doing the work, see who's working on things. So that's the next step we're seeing is the tracking, and we have some modules that we built in to our Laserfish system to do that.
Benefits to credit unions in this?
Absolutely. The nice thing is we have one of our customers that actually uses it so frequently that they built a monitor that they have mounted in their processing room so that they can monitor and track the percentage completion and how many packages are live at any given time. Most of our customers would probably just look at it on a, you know, every couple hours or once a day kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But for them, they're doing things so fast with some of their IRA packages that they're doing that having that monitor up on the screen is almost like a call center where you want to see how many calls are in queue, how many things.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how they do it. And it refreshes every couple of minutes so they have a real-time view.
So how does it trickle down to the member? How does it benefit them? How does it make their life easier?
So what it does is it makes it so that the people working their package have a real easy way to know what's required. So it's not like they're looking at a booklet to say, I need these five things. They're looking at the member's actual packet. And so what happens is when we create the packet, we're actually creating empty documents waiting for the pages, if you will. All the documents that they need for the package are created at the time the member creates the packet.
Gotcha.
Then we just start adding the pages that go into each one of those documents. That way we're kind of doing an electronic version of building the folder, if you will, in the paper world.
Besides world domination, what are the goals here?
The goal here is to make the credit unions a little more efficient.
Okay.
Make sure the auditing is a lot easier to do because as things come through, they're going to be missing less and less. One of the problems you run into with auditing a document package, say a loan document or a new member packet or something like that, is you run into the issue where something is missing, but maybe it's missing for a legitimate reason. You've got a document, we did their loan a couple months ago, so we don't need to pull credit again, just look back to this other.
Okay.
So what we do is we allow the credit union to mark that document as not required, but they have to put a reason. And so when the auditors come through, they see a sheet in there that holds where that document would have been, and what it shows is it was marked as not required by this person at this date at this time, and this is the reason. So when you're auditing a package, you don't have to use a divining rod and maybe a Ouija board to try to figure out why something's missing.
Yeah.
So,
all very technical tools, by the way.
Absolutely.
Yes, yeah.
Absolutely. And so we try to make it as easy and user-friendly as possible on the front end, but on the back end, powerful enough that, you know, you can run some advanced queries and you can really keep an eye on where your business is going and how the loans and different packages are processing.
Tracking. All right, Jason, anything else to add here? This is really cool stuff heading into 2018. Sounds pretty exciting.
It is. 2018 is going to be a big year. We have some new stuff coming up, but working more in the digital realm in terms of online presentment. Things such as integrating with home banking providers to also build in the ability to sign documents electronically. Also the ability we're seeing a lot now is to integrate your imaging system directly with your home banking provider so that any of the documents that are in your imaging system, receipts, statements, checks, even things like your member card, most people don't ever look at their signature card. We had one of our customers, this is kind of funny, they put their signature cards online, and one of their members looked at their signature card and said, my ex-wife, two ex-wives ago, is still on my signature card.
Oh, no.
So that has to be fixed.
Yeah.
And giving members access to stuff like that is really key in a digital world, especially when we're seeing less and less branch footprint and more of a digital footprint.
Okay. Very cool. That was an interesting case study with the ex-wife. Two ex-wives ago.
Two ex-wives.
Okay.
Well, how'd that work? Okay.
That's another show altogether. Jerry Springer.
Yeah, if you need to come, we'll have Jerry Springer. We'll have the bodyguard, whatever his name is. Yeah. So.
All right, Jason, always an adventure. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it. Keep
good
up the good work, all right?
Will do.
Well done, man.